Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host, Jenna Jo.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, brother.
My voice sounds funny.
I know.
I don't know why.
I think I have pneumonia.
Maybe I'm whooping too much. Whoop, whoop. Oh.
My voice is strained.
It might be from all the dry air.
It might be because I don't get any sleep.
That's true.
Ever.
So,
where am I? Who am I? What am I doing? I don't know.
Ever since we had the fundraiser last weekend at the
South
Main, I almost said St. Joseph's.
South Main School.
South Main School.
In Bowling Green.
Ohio. In Bowling Green, Ohio. Yeah, that was awesome.
It was a great day.
A lot of people showed up. I was really surprised.
Gosh, and it was a madhouse.
Everybody was hanging out and talking, and it was like a paranormal reunion.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we really just want to give a great big shout out and thanks to Haunted Toledo for putting that together and for Fringe Paranormal for hosting us at the Haunted School.
Yeah, Don and
Kelly. Huh? Go ahead.
I was going to say, Don and Kelly, you know, they run the school, and I don't know how much they raised, but I think they raised some pretty good dough.
I just want to have a shout out to Kelly and just say snacks. It's an inside joke. Snacks.
Yeah, it was weird. I walked past the barbecue chips and all of a sudden the bag just flew open.
It was a ghost. Ghost of the custodian opened those chips for you.
There were some people that were actually doing some investigations down in the basement.
Yeah.
And they said they got a lot of activity.
Yeah.
And when I was down there, we were in the boiler room.
Mm-hmm.
There's like these little nook rooms on each end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were used for, maybe just storage or something.
The one was the coal chute. So it was where they kept the coal. The other one was just a workshop, I guess, or storage.
So we're in there next to the boilers. And I forget the janitor's name or the custodian's name. And
Carl.
I said, you know, if you're here working on anything, let us know. I said, if you need help with anything, let us know. And we heard some knocks coming out of one of those rooms. So I'm like, okay. So I went in the room, make sure there are no critters in there.
Vermin.
But there wasn't. And I'm like, okay. So I told the guy, ask another question. So he did. And there was another knock. And then I heard someone walking around in there.
Wow.
You could actually feel or hear the footsteps walking around.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it was a good day.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I had this spirit of a little boy who we had Linda, who's a psychic medium,
mm-hmm.
With us that day. She was generous enough to come down and give readings for people, but she just, you know, kind of felt around the school and see what she felt. But there was a little boy. She felt his presence. And we discovered his name is Robbie. He died in the 20s, sometime in the 20s. And he wanted to come up and give me a hug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She said, don't take this the wrong way, but you remind him of his grandmother. Not because you're old, but because you have a loving spirit.
You're old.
I know I am. I feel like 8,000 years old right now. I should be in a tomb in Egypt. Somebody discovering me. But so it was funny because I said, okay, you know. So I stood there and I didn't really feel anything. But, if he was there, she said he ran right up to you and was hugging you. And I knelt down on my knees and got down to his level.
Yeah.
And she was so taken back by that. She's like, nobody has ever done that in investigation, gone down to the child's level. I'm like, wait.
That's our basis of how we investigate.
And so it was sweet, but it was interesting because I was all by myself on the first floor. And I was, you know, where the, there's doors, like the main entrance.
Yeah.
I was standing out there and I could kind of feel like a little kid standing next to me. It was weird. So I kind of think he was following me around that day.
A lot of people.
He was scared of the boiler room.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go down.
Yeah, I remember Linda telling us that he mm-hmm. was afraid of that. And she also said that there was a music teacher on the stage mm-hmm. in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So the place definitely got some history to it.
Yeah. There was a couple of things that she picked up on and was kind of sad in a way. you know, to think that a school is a place of harbor for children.
I look at it this way. You know, we say that a lot where they're stuck there. And then you hear a lot of people say that the spirits are not stuck anywhere. You could actually, here in the studio, we could call out to the boy ghost or whatever, and have him come here because there's no...
Let's try.
No boundaries.
Let's try. Okay, Robbie. If you're here, could you make a noise so we can hear you on our microphone?
Did you hear anything?
No, but maybe when we play it back. Maybe when the listeners are listening, you guys. Let's do a
live EVP session right now.
If you hear anything that we don't hear, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really, really... You know, we're truly thankful for everything that everybody's done for us. It was an amazing day, and we'll definitely go back. And if you guys, you know, are interested in doing a ghost hunt, it's a very nice place to investigate because there's no electricity, no water.
There's no power. Yeah, no power or plumbing. It's there, but they don't have the funds. And the plumbing needs a couple of things, but the electrical, they had it inspected. They said it's really in good shape, but they just need to get the permits, which costs money,
right? You know, so that's why we do fundraisers. But what makes it cool is that there is no electricity, so you know, if you're getting something on your equipment, you're not getting, you know, typical electrical interference,
which happened down after I left the boiler room. I left my K2 meter with the guys down there, and they said it was going insane, they said it was going pure red.
We've had those hits there all the time. It's really active there. You know, we've had other experiences too, but you know, like if you guys are looking for a place to investigate and you have a small group, it's perfect. It's not, you know, I don't want to say it's not expensive. It's very reasonable.
Yeah. And you'd have to get a hold of Don. I'm not sure the price, but just get a hold of Don at Fringe Paranormal in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Yep.
Or go to they actually have a page.
Yeah, it's called the Haunted South Main School in Bowling Green. So if you go to either one, or we'll put a link up on our page as well, our Facebook page and our Twitter. We've been advertising it for a long time, so it's out there.
So you can find today's show something good. We want to bring some positive stuff out. You know, part of being good is feeling good. And wouldn't it be so nice to just get in the tub and relax?
Oh my God, that sounds like heaven.
So, I got a question for you. Do you like bath bombs?
I love them. I use them all the time.
Do you like Kentucky Fried Chicken?
I love extra crispy, tasty crispy or whatever it is.
Well, you might like Kentucky Fried Chicken's new
chicken. No.
So, you might like this. Kentucky Fried Chicken wants you to smell like their secret spices.
Oh my God.
The fast food giant has launched a limited edition bath bomb, which makes you smell like their secret spice sauce. Unlike conventional fuzzy bath products, KFC is shaped like a chicken drumstick.
Oh my God.
Though it still promises to create an explosion in the tub.
Oh, good Lord.
So it makes you smell like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Why don't you just rub some bucket of chicken over chicken. You. Oh my God. Ooh, I might get a date that way.
Yeah.
Try it. Okay, Joe, you have to try it next time you're out
and
about.
And walk through the mall. And
yeah. Some stray dogs and cats are following you. Couple rats.
Be like, who's cooking chicken?
Chicken!
I'm going to do that next time.
Mating call.
Next time we do an investigation, I'm going to go and smell like chicken. So anyways,
I could go on and on about chicken. I'm telling you, Joe and I are sitting here starving. Okay, so anyways, so
we had a chance to sit down with Kim Colleen. She is with the Tulip City Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so we met her at Michigan Ghost Coast convention.
Yeah.
And you know, she's just doing something really, really positive in the paranormal world. Mm-hmm. And
she's having struggles herself.
Yeah.
You know, so she's taking every bit of energy that she can and putting it out there to help the kids.
Yeah. So the Michigan Ghost Coast was taking up donations for Kim. She has a really great, interesting story of how she is helping kids overcome adversities.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just really, really, you know, are asking everybody to just give a positive thought and a prayer out to her, because she has been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
And she talks about that a little bit in the interview. But, you know, we just really want to send, like, positive energy and, you know, healing her way. But what she's doing, Joe, is amazing. Tell everybody a little bit about.
Well, she has this group, and she actually dresses up like the Ghostbusters, the new version of the Ghostbusters, the women.
Yeah.
And goes around and helps kids and teaches them about being a Ghostbuster and making them just feel good.
Mm-hmm. And has kids who normally don't get included in activities are able to join and feel a part of something and feel important and feel like, you know, like all the other kids.
Mm-hmm. So without any ado, let's get in the interview. Let's play the interview for everyone and enjoy it. And we'll be back after the interview with some announcements.
Yay. Stay tuned.
All right. And welcome, Kim Colleen, to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The Tulip City Ghostbusters are in the house.
Yes. Yay.
Kim, tell us a little bit about your involvement with the Tulip City Ghostbusters.
Sure. Well, about 3 years ago, excuse me, my son and I, who at the time was about 18, 19 years old, we went to our first Comic-Con ever.
Okay.
And we live in the Holland, Michigan area, and it was the first year that the Tulip City Comic-Con was ever in existence.
Oh, cool.
so we thought, let's go check it out.
And that's near Holland, Michigan?
Yes. Okay. That's the same town I live in, which is Holland, Michigan. So it was the first ever Tulip City Comic-Con. Okay. It was at the Civic Center. So we thought, oh, this is kind of cool. Let's go check it out. At the time, my son was into Simpsons comic books and merchandise. And his whole room was all Simpsons, right? So we're like, oh, let's go find some Simpsons stuff, right? So we're walking around looking for Simpsons stuff. Big booth we come across of about 10 Ghostbusters.
Ooh,
all in their cosplay uniform. And my son took one look at those guys, had his picture taken, and you can tell something clicked.
Yeah. Oh.
And my son was diagnosed with a genetic brain disorder, so his cognitive skills are a little behind.
Okay.
But he does really good. And after we get done with the Comic-Con, we get in the car, and he says, Mom, you're not going to believe this, but I hate to tell you, I want to be a Ghostbuster. I said, are you serious? I'm like, no. I'm thinking to myself, I can't pull this off, right? This is too much of a feat to try and accomplish. And he was pretty adamant about it.
Yeah.
He's like, no, really, I'm serious. I want to do this. And I said, well, I guess let me start by contacting the Comic-Con people. So I did. They gave me the name of the Ghostbuster franchise that was there. Contacted those people. I said, hey, listen, we saw you at the Comic-Con. Would there be ever a chance that my special needs son could join your group? Absolutely, they said.
Ah, good.
So I said to Justin, I said, if you want to be a Ghostbuster, by gum, your mother is going to make it happen, right? So I'm on Amazon, I'm getting the flight suit, I'm getting the patches, I'm trying to find the proton packs, and you, I mean, everything a Ghostbuster has to have, because heaven forbid, you know, they can't have something that, you know, he wants everything at that point. So we invested what we could with what we could afford at the time, and then I promised him we'll build up as we go. Yeah. So we spent time with that franchise for probably a good year. And that franchise was doing some really good work charity-wise and supporting some mission work in their hometown. And I thought to myself, gosh, I'm missing out on some fun here. I was just the mom that was like the group photographer or whatever. So I'm like, what do you think, Justin? Should mom start dressing up? And that's when the new 2016 reboot movie came into play, when the girls start coming into play with the Ghostbuster world. Yeah. And I thought, what if I create a costume like the reboot movie? And there was only one other woman in the group that had a reboot costume. So I thought, I'm going to be her, you know, we're going to be the two girls together in the group. So I got mine together. And short time after that, I thought, you know, if they can do this, I can do this. Yeah. And it gave me a great idea to start my own franchise in Holland.
Nice.
And there's nobody in West Michigan that does what I do.
Okay.
So we started out, I had a concept in my head that I wanted to incorporate the wooden shoe because of the Dutch heritage, the Tulip Time Festival. So I had it in my head that I wanted the wooden shoe with a ghost coming out of the wooden shoe.
Yes.
And then I thought, well, if he's holding a bunch of tulips, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
So I met a young lady by the name of Tara Archer at the Grand Rapids Comic Con, and her and I connected. She was wearing the cosplay uniform of Abby from the Ghostbusters reboot movie.
Right, yeah, yeah.
So we bonded right away, right? Come to find out, she's got graphics knowledge on how to create things on a computer and turn literally my idea of my logo into something on a computer, which I can't do any of that. I mean, I could draw it on a piece of paper. I'm like, yeah, here's the shoe.
Yeah.
Here's some flowers. But to actually get it in digital format, I needed somebody. And she walked into my life at the perfect time.
Wow.
And so I actually call her somewhat of my co-founder, you know, because it was her and I that got our logo off the ground. She helped me create the first business card we ever had, which compared to today is like, oh my gosh.
We all start somewhere,
It looked bad, but no, it didn't look bad. But that's kind of what all started it. So we've been going on almost 3 years now in my community, and I've built my team up to about 25 people. And I pride myself because we have a lot of special needs people in my group. And we, over the years, I've just met some wonderful families and ran across young boys who have autism diagnoses and didn't really have a whole lot socially in their life going on. So the parents make an effort to bring the junior cadets to my functions.
Nice.
They have so much fun, you guys. Yeah. So we did the Tulip Time Parade. Oh, you should see those guys. They're out there stomping the pavement with the rest of us.
Yes.
And they're at the events and the festivals right there on the front lines, taking pictures with all the rest of us. I mean, they ham it up just like any other 8-year-old boy would ham it up, right? You'd never know they have autism.
Right.
It's like when they're with Miss Kim, they are free.
Yeah.
Because they can express themselves the way they want to. Yep. They can be themselves. They don't have to worry about anybody looking at them or making fun of them. Or it's just they are part of my team, and we don't treat them any different. You know, you're my team. You've got the Ghostbuster patch on your uniform. You're the same as all the rest of us, and I treat everybody the same.
That's great. We saw your vehicle out there. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on out there.
Holy cow. So that's a good story, too. So I got my Jeep a year ago, and I specifically ordered white because unknown to my husband, I was going to turn it into an Ecto.
Nice.
So I had contacted a company in Grand Rapids who makes car magnets. So I used the magnets for a long time because that's really all I could afford at the moment to transform my vehicle into a real looking Ecto, besides the fact that the license plate says Ecto 1J on it, which is, you know, pretty cool. So unfortunately, about a month ago, during a rain and windstorm, I was on my way to an event and they blew off.
Oh, no.
So we had to start over from ground zero. So a friend of mine had suggested, well, what do you think about doing like that semi-permanent vinyl? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But I made an appointment with a company out of Holland called Graphics Gurus, and showed up there and was ready to kind of act all professional and, you know, ready for them to tell me what I needed, right? But I didn't have a lot of money, put it that way. So my challenge was huge. So I walked in the door, was greeted by a couple young men, and I said, oh, I'm Kim Colleen from the Tulip City Ghostbusters. They're like, we know who you are.
Oh.
I'm like, I had never met these people from Adam, okay? Not knowing who they are. So they're like, well, we've researched you. I said, what? He goes, we've been checking out your Facebook page. We've been looking at the events that you have posted pictures on. And we've been tracking what you've been doing the last couple of years, especially for the kids. And I said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you guys, right? And he goes, I'll tell you what, we're going to set you up. I said, what?
Wow.
He goes, you trust us with your Jeep. Let us have it for a couple days, and we're going to surprise you. And I'm like,
I got goosebumps.
I know, right? Good moment here. Yeah. So I put my trust in him, and I said, well, how much am I going to owe you? He goes, just give me what you can. Don't worry about it. Because we're talking of thousands of dollars here worth of vinyl. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible looking.
We'll post
a picture of it out.
I know, right? So I said, well, you guys make sure you put your name on my Jeep somewhere because I'm going to consider you my corporate sponsor.
Yeah.
So they did. They put Graphics Gurus on there.
Nice.
And then I'm also a part of some other Jeep groups like Jeepers Against Bullies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Michigan Jeep Owners Group. And another group that's brand new called FX3.
Mm-hmm.
And it stands for Faith, Family, and Friends.
Oh, nice.
It's a Jeep group that was just started by some people locally in the Holland Zeeland area.
Okay.
So very special people in my life right now that have supported me through my cancer journey and are by my side through supporting me with my Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's
great. So I've been having my Jeep decorated like this for almost 2 weeks.
Okay.
And as I drive down the road, I forget that I've got all this and I have to remind myself and say, oh my gosh, these people are staring at me. I get, you know, this thing with the pointing finger.
The pointy finger.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh yeah. The honks.
The honks.
They're rolling down the window. Who are you going to call? If I had a nickel for every time somebody yelled out the window, you know, or you look in your rear view mirror and you see the iPhone up like this and you can see the record button lit up.
Yeah.
Or the flash going off. Yeah. Last night we were coming home from here and we stopped at Wendy's. Right. And so we're pulling out of Wendy's and it was a mom and she had all young kids in the back seat. And the mom was taking pictures, right? And you could see the kids were so excited in the backseat.
Cool,
I rolled down my window, gave them a big old wave. The kids just went berserk.
I love it.
I can't go anywhere anymore. I mean, that's stick out like a sore thumb.
And that's great.
Yep.
That's what it makes worth it.
Yeah. It does.
I mean, that's what it's all about, is you're making the kids happy. Mm-hmm. And every smile is medicine. Yep.
It is. It's medicine for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, since I've been diagnosed with cancer in February, I don't want to slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I forget, like, I can't do things like I used to do anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's where my team has really come behind me and helped me out a lot by supporting me at functions when I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they're there. I mean, I have whole families on my team. That this is a family event. I got the mom, the dad, the kid,
and they're all in their
garb.
Yeah.
It's just the ladies that are with me here today. They're a sister, an aunt, and then the sister has a young boy who's like 10 years old, I think he is. He's got autism.
Yeah.
And so we love, I mean, we're like one big happy family, right? So they're here to support me.
That's
great. I know. It's just been great. Yeah. And what Bill and Connie have done for me here.
Yeah.
With doing the silent auction to help me out with some medical bills and stuff. It's, you know, I'm not a taker. I'm a giver. Mm-hmm. I always have been. And ever since I started doing the Ghostbusters, I get pleasure from making people happy.
Oh, yeah.
And giving and supporting charities. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Yeah.
It's almost the meaning of life is to be a service to others.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. When I met a young man named Logan last weekend at the Jeep 4x4 Festival at Hudsonville Fairgrounds. They do a Jeep Fest there every year to support military veterans and Habitat for Humanity. And I was there and met a young man named Logan. He also had autism. Mm-hmm. My father was next to me when I met this family. And I got an email from the aunt. And come to find out, his mother had passed away 10 months prior.
Aww.
Got an email from the aunt that evening when I got home saying how much of an impact I had made in Logan's life.
I got goosebumps.
And I know, you poor thing. I'm just like torturing you over here.
I love it. I'll take
I know.
It.
So his aunt had emailed me late that night and said, you've made such a huge impact on Logan's life. Can he be a part of your team? And I said, oh, my gosh, absolutely. We would love him.
There's no such thing as a no.
That's
there isn't. No. We accept all walks of life. So I actually got a little care package together, made him a T-shirt with my logo on it, put a bunch of stickers and coloring sheets, and gave him a real certificate that you're a real Ghostbuster, right? Brought one of my special patches. Went over to his house the next day and did this formal presentation.
In the Jeep.
Yeah, in the Jeep. Of course. Yeah. It's my normal everyday vehicle, people. I don't have another vehicle. So went over to his house, and you would have thought that kid won $1 million. He was so happy. And so, of course, my dad, who was there when I met him at the Jeep Festival, had not known what had transpired within the last 24 hours after I had met Logan. I called my dad because I was proud, and I knew he'd like the story that had came about from that meeting. Mm-hmm. And I said, Dad, guess what? I said, remember when we met Logan and his aunt at the Jeep Festival? He's like, yeah, he was really cool, right? He was like an awesome kid. I'm like, well, they contacted me, and he's a part of my group now. He's like, Kim, do you know what you're doing? I said, yeah. He goes, you are doing the Lord's work. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad, you're right. I said, you know, I don't think of that way, everything that I do. But when somebody says it to you like that, it really hits home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and for the first time in my life in 48 years, my dad was like, I am so proud of you. You know, so it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a special moment.
I think every child, doesn't matter how old you are, you want your parents' approval.
You do.
You know, you want to know they love you and that they're proud of you.
Exactly.
Because they don't always say it.
They don't say it.
Especially from our generation, because we're the same age. And, you know, our parents, you know.
And my parents are divorced. Mm-hmm. So I grew up with my biological dad hardly seeing him ever.
Mm-hmm.
My stepmom, or my mom and my stepdad really raised me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I didn't see him very often. But as I grew into an adult, that was my decision whether I wanted to have a relationship with my biological dad, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our relationship has just blossomed over the last 20 years.
That's
great. So, it's like fulfilling, like almost like a childhood wish to get that confirmation from your parent to say, oh my gosh, they're proud of me and I'm doing good work, and that I'm getting noticed for doing the Lord's work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And having fun.
Oh, my gosh.
The way.
And changing lives.
We're
changing lives.
Yeah. My dad was like, did you know that you're changing lives by being a Ghostbuster? I'm like, I know. It sounds really weird.
We like weird.
I know.
The whole reason that
movie came out is so that the universe brought you into it.
Yeah.
And now you're changing the children's lives for the better.
Yeah. Our motto is, if we can bring a smile or a laugh or anything out of a child for those 5 minutes, maybe mm-hmm. they're spending time with us, mm-hmm. having pictures taken, you know, checking out Slimer, yeah. touching his Slimer's butt. I don't know. Getting some candy. Typically, now he didn't fit in this facility, but I have like a 13-foot Stay Puff Marshmallow Man inflatable. Oh my God, the kids love him. So anyway, the time that they spend with us, mm-hmm. we don't know. We don't know if they have cancer. Right. We don't know if they're hurting. Mm-hmm. We don't know if they're abused. Right. We don't know what their life has been like. Mm-hmm. And if I can just make them happy for a little moment in time mm-hmm. that they forget about everything else that's going on in their life and they can hang with the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's really what we do.
Has there been any, I'm going to say conferences or maybe meetups of the different Ghostbusters teams?
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'd love to see all the cars together.
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing.
So, yeah, now that I have an official Ecto, I really feel like I'm a part of the big boy group now. I got my big boy panties now. And so I'm involved with a large group of Ghostbuster franchises. Okay. And there's actually a name for it. It's called the Great Lakes Ghostbuster Coalition.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting.
So we're talking all the way from the east side of the state, all the way up practically to the UP, and all the way down south to the border. About, I think there's 11 franchises right around there that make up around the state of Michigan mm-hmm. of the Great Lakes Ghostbuster Coalition, or what we call the GLGC. The GLGC. So Grand Rapids Comic Con is our huge meeting place. Detroit people come. They have an old Jeep Wagoneer.
Oh, nice.
I know, right? Lansing has their own group of franchise of Ghostbusters, and they have a hearse, like the old Ecto-1, right?
Oh, wow.
There's a guy out of Lansing. His name is Anthony Aikman. Mm-hmm. He has built the Ecto-1, the Scooby-Doo van, the kit car.
Ooh.
Okay,
yeah,
that's his newest
David
one.
Hasselhoff.
Okay, so this kit car, I kid you not, has every bell and whistle like the original kit car.
Nice.
So last year he had a Scooby-Doo van out there. this guy is amazing with what he can recreate with vehicles. And so when we get together, we always try and get the hearse, mm-hmm. you know. And he's got it so decked out that in the back of the hearse, he's got it carpeted, mm-hmm. and he's got a TV there that in the back. Yeah. We watch Ghostbuster movies in the back of the hearse. So kids can sit back there and watch the reboot movie. Like when we're at Comic Cons or something, mm-hmm. if the kids get bored, they can sit in the back of the hearse and watch movies. Yeah.
Love it. Have you been in the back of the hearse? All right.
Yeah. My daughter, Genevieve, she's 12, and she's been dressing up like a Ghostbuster for about 3 years.
Nice.
And she had a little bit of a growth spurt, so now none of her costumes fit.
Oh.
So she has to be down to just a T-shirt right now until we can get her set up with something new.
Time for something new.
That's right.
But I want to say thank you for coming on the show. We are so proud of you.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
And, thank you. And we wish you all the best.
When I first saw that you were coming to the event, we looked you up.
Yeah.
Everybody that's listening to this, get on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
Be a part of you.
Yes, please do.
Yes.
Because I am very avid about making sure I advertise all my events pretty far in advance.
Yeah.
So people can open up their calendars to make sure that these are events that they can go to, plan ahead for. Yeah. If there's a fee involved, maybe they need to save up for it. Mm-hmm. I know like the Grand Rapids Comic Con can be a little pricey if you go to all 3 days, but there's Ghostbusters there all 3 days. So even if you pick one out of the three, you are going to experience the Ghostbusters, okay? So I love to make sure I advertise very well. So if you become, if you like my Facebook page, you are going to know where and when and where we are at.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
And tell everybody what the name of the page is.
Well, it's plain and simple. Just look up Tulip City Ghostbusters on Facebook, and it's right there. You can't miss it. Yeah. It's a group shot of my team. And I think the most recent picture we have of most of us is the shot we took at the Tulip Time Parade. I had a special banner made up.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, Genevieve and her friend held the banner, and we had the Ecto in there, and we had probably about 10 Ghostbusters walking, and it was fabulous.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like one of those great defining moments in your life.
It was.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, last year I tried getting in the Tulip Time Parade, and I was too late for registration. I had to wait a whole year to get back in that stupid parade.
Have your own parade.
I know, yeah. Right? But, I mean, even though I live in Holland, my kids all go to Zeeland Public Schools. Mm-hmm. So we do a ton of stuff in Zeeland.
Okay.
And they have some great little festivals in Zeeland.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah. You
we
do.
Love festivals.
Yeah. Actually, there's a Facebook page called Zeeland Festivals.
All right.
Okay. And I think it's the third Monday of July. They have Superheroes Night. Downtown yes. Zeeland.
Get your cape out, Joe.
Yes. I want to see a Spider-Man uniform, right?
He's more a Wonder Woman.
So you've got, okay, so you have the best of all worlds at Superhero Night. Yes. You've got the Marvel Comics mm-hmm. people. You've got the Ghostbusters. Yeah. You've got the 501st, which is the Star Wars group,
yeah.
The Garrison out of Grand Rapids. All those people show up. I don't care what kid you are. Mm-hmm. You have got to like one of those three people.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like dressing up, though?
I know.
We all secretly,
I know,
want to be kids again.
I know.
And wear costumes.
Yeah. I know.
So, all right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course.
And like I said, we're really proud of you, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. I'm very proud to be here.
Yes.
And I'm just in awe on how much support I've gotten since my cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And people have done things for me that I've never met them before. Yeah. And I just can't believe it. Yeah. You know, the old saying, what goes around comes around. Mm-hmm. You do good. Good mm-hmm. comes back to you. I'm living proof of it.
Yeah.
I really am. So I am so thankful to everyone who's reached out to me or has blessed me mm-hmm. or prayed for me or brought me a meal or anything. You know, the list goes so far on and on. It's like I can't even fathom everything everybody's done for me. Yep. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Blessings. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Goodbye.
Yes. Thanks, Kim.
Another great interview.
What an amazing lady, I tell you. She has more spunk and spirit.
I had to stop her because, you know, it's like we
could have went on for hours.
Yeah.
No. It's, you know, what's great is when you meet somebody who has so much passion mm-hmm. for what they do and is so, you know, just living their life to the fullest.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't know when or what life's going to throw at you.
I say that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, live your life for now. Do, you know, enjoy life. Get out there and do stuff. Get off the couch. Turn off Facebook and get out and do stuff.
I know, really.
But I don't listen to myself, you know.
I know, right.
Another thing, though, she talked about her Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
That was so cool.
Yeah, maybe she'll bring it down to Jeep Fest in Toledo.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, we have this big festival every
year. It's coming in August, I believe.
Sometime.
Yeah. So,
do you remember, Joe, we met a group back, I don't even know where we were at. I think we were in Gettysburg.
The SOS?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember where we were.
If you guys haven't heard of SOS, it's a teen paranormal camp. So what it is they are in the Seychelles in the Berks County in New York, I think it is. And their team goal is to help educate young people about the paranormal and help develop them if they have some kind of maybe psychic abilities or some kind of extraordinary abilities that maybe they're struggling with or mm-hmm. they don't understand.
That's the bad thing, too, is I know we mentioned it a few times, but the kids have these psychic abilities. Some of them think it's normal until they find out that it's not. Then they're shunned or mm-hmm. they're worried about,
or
you know.
Or bullied, you know, because they're different.
Because mm-hmm.
they see things differently. But what's great is it's a week-long camp in the summer, and it's for kids ages 10 to 17, and they can be around other kids. And when we were talking to that lady, do you remember she was saying how the kids had, you know, just finally found being around other kids that are like them, what a sense of, you know, relief that was
and
great understanding. And they've bonded and have, you know, now are going to have lifelong friends
who are, you know.
And it makes it so that they're okay with their abilities.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're different.
Yeah.
But it's okay to be different, you know.
And who's to say we're all not different and they're the right ones? You know, they're the normal
ones. I'm the
ones.
Odd one.
Yes, you are. But that's all right. You're a keeper. We'll keep you around for a little bit longer. But what else is new, Joe? We just feel like we just haven't talked to our listeners in a while.
Hello, listener.
Hello.
Come to Michigan Paracon.
Yeah.
That's our next convention.
That's exciting.
It's way up in the top of Michigan.
God, it takes us forever to get up there. But, you know, last time we went, we were looking for Bigfoot because Bigfoot had made a sighting like a couple days before got there. We should go out and find him.
Yeah.
I'd
give you the list of people that are going to be there, but it's everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
I mean, everybody is there.
Yeah, everybody. John Zaffis, Chip Coffey, Amy Bruni, Adam Berry.
There is like 40 speakers.
Oh my gosh. speakers. We're going to be at the bar. Having
Listen
a drink.
To Adam Berry sing.
Oh my God, he's amazing. But no, yes, but you know, we're just really glad that you guys could join us today. You know, we love bringing you these shows and we love, you know, getting the message out.
Yeah, so, you know, share the flock out of it.
The Joe flock of seagulls. Said a bad word.
Share the flock of seagulls out of it. No, we really would love it if this show does bring any happiness or a little bit of confusion to your minds. Share with your friends.
Yeah, you know, just share the link to our page. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Go to our website.
Go to our website so you can check out the show notes. Yeah. And get all the links out of the show notes for the things we're talking about.
We got good stuff, baby. All right.
So, anyways, till next week, we will say bye-bye.
All right. Talk to everybody then. Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye. This is Dead and Vibe. Get the party started.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Detroit rock and roll. Woo-hoo.